Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden, citing efforts by the previous administration to unwind Obamacare and heightened threats posed by the coronavirus pandemic today, signed an executive order. It will allow government health insurance markets to reopen for a special sign-up window. The executive order today directing healthcare.gov marketplace, created under the Affordable Care Act, to take new applications for subsidized benefits, something the Trump administration had refused to do.
I'm not initiating any new law, any new aspect of the law. This is going back to what the situation was prior to the president's executive order.
Biden has also instructed his administration to consider reversing other Trump administration health policies. That includes curbs on abortion counseling and imposition of work requirements for low-income people receiving Medicaid. The White House is trying to negotiate a COVID-19 relief package with a bipartisan group of senators. One of them, Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman, told NPR in an interview it would be a mistake for President Biden to try to get a bill through without Republican support. More from NPR's Susan Davis.
Biden's asking Congress for a $1.9 trillion package that includes stimulus checks and a minimum wage increase. That's a non-starter for Republicans, who say it should be more narrowly targeted to things like vaccine distribution and reopening schools. Democrats are considering using a special budget process that would allow a bill to get through the Senate without GOP support. Portman told NPR that could have long-term consequences for the president.
I think you set a really bad tone, at least for months and maybe for the first term, the first 2 years at least.
Democrats could move forward without Republicans as early as next week. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress Cicely Tyson has died at the age of 96. In a career that spanned more than 60 years, Tyson was known for her elegance, grace, and tremendous range as an actor. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
In the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, Cicely Tyson played a 110-year-old woman who was born into slavery.
Do you remember getting your freedom?
I hope I never forget it.
Throughout her career, Cicely Tyson looked for roles that were meaningful. In Sounder, she played the mother of a black sharecropping family. She portrayed Harriet Tubman and Coretta Scott King. Born and raised in Harlem, Tyson was a striking beauty who worked as a model before she became an actress. For a time, she was married to jazz legend Miles Davis. At age 89, Cicely Tyson starred on Broadway as an elderly woman who visits her hometown.
I guess the good Lord is with me today.
Tyson's excellence, actress Viola Davis once wrote, broke down doors for herself and for those after her. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 300 points. The Nasdaq rose 66 points today. This is NPR. New research has found that human activities force some of the world's wildlife to move, on average, 70% more just to survive. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the findings come as President Biden announces a new effort to preserve nature.
The Earth is in the middle of an extinction crisis, with roughly a million species at risk of disappearing because of human activities. The new research by the University of Sydney in Australia found that even seemingly more benign human activities, like recreation or aircraft use, can disturb wildlife as much or more as known risks like logging or agriculture. Those disturbances change wildlife's behavior, causing a global disruption in wildlife movement, the researchers say. Some species are forced to travel further to survive, putting them at greater risk. The researchers suggest protecting more wild areas, and the Biden administration just set a target of protecting 30% of the U.S.'s land and water in just the next decade. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The Republican-controlled Assembly in Wisconsin is backing off on voting on a measure to repeal Democratic Governor Tony Evers' mask mandate. The retreat comes in the face of broad criticism from the state's health, school, and business leaders over concerns it might jeopardize more than $49 million in federal food assistance. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he still thinks Wisconsin lawmakers will vote at some future date to repeal the mask mandate. The abrupt change in direction came after news broke before the scheduled vote about the possibility it could affect federal food assistance. Crude oil futures prices closed lower, down 51 cents a barrel to $52.34 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.